is over. Ladies and gentlemen, say it slowly and savor it. Wichita State is going to the Final Four for the first time in 48 years.
Unbelievable. What a scene, folks. The Shocker fans are just going crazy in the stands.
Just maybe the greatest win in the history of Wichita State basketball.
Welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We are going to continue our podcast with men's basketball newcomers. Today we have Craig Porter Jr., Altariq Gilbert, and Clarence Jackson. We thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast. Please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. You can find more Wichita State athletic content at GoShockers.com. We have Clarence Jackson, a 6'7" sophomore from Dexter, Georgia. Clarence, tell us how you pass the time at home during the pandemic.
Man, just working out every day, trying to keep myself motivated, you know, through the hard times and stuff like that, trying to get in the gym every day.
What kind of access did you have to equipment or basketball or that kind of thing?
I mean, in the beginning, nothing. So I was mainly outside just like flipping tires, just trying to do like little hard stuff, trying to keep my body in shape.
Flipping tires? How big are tires? You have like big tractor tires?
Big. So I'm from the country, so whatever I had, I was flipping it, trying to get stronger.
Excellent. That's a good workout story. Favorite NBA player?
I'd say LeBron James. Just growing up watching him dominate, and then now like he's getting older, so now I'm shifting towards like Jimmy Butler, stuff like that from Miami Heat.
Have you been watching much playoff basketball?
Oh, yeah, I have. He's been dominating LeBron and Jimmy Butler, really. So
no question, two good ones. Let's say the Shockers all get together. Who wins a game of horse on this team?
I say me. But, I mean, Altariq, he got it. He did pretty good.
Do you have a special horse shot that you pull out to get that E on somebody?
One foot step back.
Season starts on November 25th. We found that out recently. How did that change the mood, the tempo in practice?
Everybody ready. We ready to get going. Get this thing rolling.
Favorite movie, book, TV show? Do you have something you'd recommend to the listeners out there?
All-time favorite, I say Friday After Next with Ice Cube.
Okay. Tell us about that. What do you like about that?
It's just overall funny. All the Friday series are funny to me. Yep, all of them.
Which of the returning Shockers is helping you get adjusted to college life? On the court, off the court, all that kind of stuff.
Morris Udeze, I mean, he's showing me the ropes, telling me where I need to be. And Trey Wade, for sure. Like, he's been really helping me a lot because we play, like, similar positions, so I just been watching him every day.
What's the best advice you've gotten?
I mean, for him, just to play hard and work hard. And I'm watching him in the weight room. I mean, he don't take no plays off. He don't play around in the weight room. Just get after it.
Who's the best passer on this team? Who gets you the ball right spot, shooting pocket all the time?
Altariq.
Tell me about that. What makes a good passer?
I mean, he like a wizard with it. Like, he knows. I mean, he's new to the team, but I can say he's learning everything. So, I mean, for him to pick up, to know what he knows already, and he can find people in the right spot to get the ball to him.
Favorite sport other than basketball?
Football. I mean, growing up, I played football all the time, so it helped me with the physicality of basketball a lot. So,
what position did you play in football?
Receiver.
Receiver?
Yes, sir.
We have Craig Porter, a 6'2" junior guard from Terre Haute, Indiana. Craig, do you know Jake Odom?
Yeah, I know him very well.
He played some excellent games against the Shockers. How do you know Jake? What's your relationship?
He was at Indiana State when I was going to my freshman year of high school, and I went to the same high school as him. He would just come back and just come to our practices, watch us, talk to us, give us advice. And recently this summer, I had worked out with him a couple times, him knowing Lou. and I just built that relationship with them too a lot.
Is he still playing overseas?
I think he's actually an assistant coach at Indiana State right now.
Okay. Yeah. Jake Odom. He was an entertaining guy to watch. All right, Craig. Favorite sport other than basketball?
Baseball.
And what position did you play? How long did you play?
I was shortstop, but I played baseball and football before I was a basketball player all through middle school and everything.
They always put the best athlete at shortstop. Is that how it works?
Definitely.
Tell us how you passed the time when you were at home during the pandemic.
Really, I was doing a lot of running on the track, like Clarence. I was outside hooping. And then other than that, just making sure I got all my schoolwork done before the year was over.
Schoolwork. Good. Good answer. We like that. Let's say we get all the Shockers in the gym, not including yourself. Who wins a game of horse?
I'm going to give it to Tyson. Tyson Etienne.
Good choice. Good choice. Who's the best passer on this team?
Alterique.
Yeah. Tell me about that passing skill that you've seen.
He's just, he played the game at his own pace. He controls everything. You can't speed him up. He just knows where everything's at, what's happening, when to hit you. Just everything just falls in line.
Favorite NBA player?
I'd probably say Derrick Rose. Prime Derrick Rose.
Prime Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite among the final four NBA teams that are left?
Nah, I don't got a favorite.
Season starts on November 25th. We just got that news fairly recently. Did that change the tempo in practice?
Yeah, everybody's putting in way more work, knowing that it's right around the corner. No preseason game, so first game's going to be a real deal, so we got to be ready for it.
Do you have a book, a movie, TV show that you would recommend to people?
Movie, I say any one of the Transformers. If you ain't watching Transformers, you're missing out.
What are they missing out? Why do you enjoy that so much?
It's just you get to see so much entertainment and how they put together all of this. Just I don't even know how to describe it. Just how they put everything together in a movie like that. It's just fascinating.
Did you grow up playing with the Transformers?
Nah.
Cars and stuff?
Nah, I never played the game.
Which of the returning Shockers is helping you adjust to college life?
Really, Tyson, Dexter, Mo. Really, all of them are just showing me the way a Shocker goes about his business here in Kansas. And just it's really helping me a lot on and off the court.
What's the best advice you've gotten?
Really, on the court, from Tyson, just listen to Coach. He knows what he's talking about. Everything he's been through is going to help you. And just work hard, do what you gotta do.
Alterique Gilbert is a senior guard, 6 feet tall, from Atlanta, Georgia, transferred from Connecticut. Alterique, the stay-at-home time, the pandemic time, what did you do to keep yourself occupied?
I was just spending time with my family. Me not being home for the past 4 years, the pandemic gave me an opportunity to just spend time with my family. But then later on, I started to work out a little bit, get in the gym when it was available. Yeah.
Did you run across a new movie, a book, TV show, anything you would recommend to the people out there?
Yeah, I recently got into the Harry Potter series. I would recommend. I think that's good. It's one of the things you might have to go back and watch it again just to pick up some more things. So that was interesting to me.
Do you have a favorite one of the houses for Harry Potter?
What is it?
Let's see, there's Gryffindor, Slytherin.
Yeah, I like Gryffindor. That's the one Harry was in, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Gryffindor. So. Slytherin, I don't like Slytherin.
Good stuff. Excellent. Favorite NBA player?
As of today, Damian Lillard.
So you and, because he's Tyson Etienne's favorite NBA player.
Yeah.
So I'm remembering that
okay.
Right. What do you like about Damian Lillard's game?
How he controls the game. His deep range, he brings the defense above the three-point line. He also gets his teammates involved. He attacks in transition. He's just a great all-around player to me.
Favorite sport other than basketball?
My first love was football, actually. I played football up until middle school.
What position?
Running back and cornerback.
Running back and cornerback. Which did you enjoy defense more or offense more?
I actually like Running back more.
Running back.
Yeah, it was better.
And were you a kind of shifty, make a miss guy, or did you run over people?
Nah, definitely shifty.
Shifty, make a miss.
You gotta come get me.
We get all the Shockers in the gym. You're watching. We'll take you out of it. Who's the best shooter?
Ooh, I got Tyson.
Tyson?
Yeah, I got Tyson.
Who's the best passer on this team? Again, present company excluded.
I got Craig. His pace, he get in the lane, he give you up feet, and then dish it off to a big or hit a three-pointer. So,
what is the been described as an excellent passer also. What is the – is it a gift or a technique? How do you hit people in the right place in that shooting pocket? How do you get that going?
I think it's just about thinking the game ahead, reading the line of the defense, and just also reacting and being confident in what you're about to do.
Are point guards born with that desire, that ability to pass and make people better, or is that something you learn?
I think it's a learning process. If you definitely, if you want to get better at it, I think everything takes work. For me, I've been studying a lot of film, Luka Doncic. Just how he gets in the paint, just slow down, and his teammates. So,
have you always been a guy that liked to pass and get teammates involved?
Yeah, definitely. When I did play football, I wanted to play quarterback, but I never could, really throw as accurately as I wanted to. But when I got to basketball, it gave me an opportunity to get everybody involved. So,
pace has been mentioned a couple times, and maybe that's a word we don't think about a lot. How do you develop that ability to not get sped up and to play the game the way you want it to be played?
I think it's really – for me, it was tough just to learn, to notice, really. When you're out there, you just kind of read and react. But once you apply pace to the game, and learn the defensive concepts, it gives you an opportunity to do more damage, with really do more damage efficiently.
Which of the returning Shockers is helping you get adjusted to the new surroundings?
Dexter and Morris. UDZ helped me a lot. They helped me move in when I first got here. They helped me move in and get really acclimated to the area,
Did you just pick the biggest, strongest guys to help you move all the heavy stuff?
Pretty much. Mo did that, yeah. So,
good decision. Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.